Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Ma'aseh Daf Beis, and we are starting Aleph Amud Beis about five lines up from the bottom with the words Milein, Derabban, and Pligin. And Vilna's daf is on Aleph Amud Beis, about a third of the way into the Amud. And today's daf is sponsored by Lili Nishmas, Mars Miriam Sarah Basri Yaakov Moshe, Harnish Shama should have an Aliyah. Now we're in the middle of discussing that Hefker is Pater from Meiser. Therefore, if a person was Mafker the grain and then Rezaychen it, there's no Chiv to separate Meiser. Now Rav Chinen a quarter of Chizda, that this applies by Hektish as well. We know that something owned by Hektish is Pater from Meiser. Therefore, if one was Makdish their grain and then it's now Pater from Meiser. However, the Gemara tells us, Milan Rabbanon Pligin. The following thing from the Rabbanon argues with this Memra. The Pasuk tells us, and the Levi who doesn't have a chelik and nachal among you, he comes along and you have to give him Meiser. Now, what do we learn from here? From that which you have rights to and he doesn't, you're chayv to give him Meiser. That excludes leket, that you and him have the same rights to it. A poor Yisrael and a poor Levi both are allowed to take leket, and therefore, leket is pater from Meiser, and he leket, he shecha, he peya, he hefker. Leket, shecha, peya, and hefker, all the same din, so all these things are pater from Meiser. Based on Alpha on top, we continue. Amar B'yachan, Rabbi Yochanan says, Chabura hayamaksha, the Chabura, the Chavin, the Beis Medrash asked, Hare Hektish, what about Hektish? Hare Ein Yad Chavi Yadei Shavin, your hand and his hand are not equal in Hektish, because neither of you are allowed to use Hektish. So do we say, Kamishi Yad Chavi Yadei Shavin, is Hektish like you and him have the same Yad in it, because neither of you are allowed to use it, and therefore would we say that Hektish is pater from Meiser? Now before we continue this, let's just pause and explain a fundamental concept that we'll find throughout this Masechta. Even when we're dealing with a category of food, which is chayv and meiser, one's not officially chayv to take off meiser until it reaches a certain stage, which is called gemar malacha. Its processing has to be finished. Before it reaches gemar malacha, one's not officially chayv to take meiser off. Now often, the way that we term gemar malacha is nismareach bekri. It was smoothed out in a pile, because that's a classic stage of gemar malacha. Once they took all the grain and smoothed out in a pile, that's considered the end of its processing. Now knowing that, the gemar continues. Amar Vila Rvila says, Manan Kaiman, what are we talking about when we're suggesting that Hektish should be Pater from Meiser? If you want to say that it reached the stage of Mirach Bekri, already in the Rishus of Hefker and Hektish, well, Amar Torah, the Torah says about that, Rishus Degoncha, the first of your grain is Chayiv, Veloshel Hefker, but not if it's Hefker's grain. And furthermore, the Pasuk of Rishus Degoncha tells us, Veloshel Hektish, not if it's Hektish's grain. Of course, if it reaches the stage of Mirach Bekri in the Rishus of Hektish, it's Pater from Meiser. Elkinan Kaiman, so what are we talking about over here? Veshehevker Shibal, where he was mafkered as Shibalin after it was already cut down, and he was zeichin it right afterwards before it hit Miruch Bekri. And so in this situation, says Rav Ila, behefker pater behektish chayiv. In the case of hefker, again, he was mafkered before it hit Miruch, and he was re-zeichin it before Miruch, so it's pater from Meiser. However, in the case of hektish, it's chayiv in Meiser. And we explain why that is. Behefker pater, the reason why it's pater when he's re-zeichin it from hefker, minahidam Rabbi Yochanan b'shem Rabbi Yanai, based off what we had just said, Rabbi Yochanan b'shem Rabbi Yanai, the pasuk tells us, the Levi is going to come along and he doesn't have a chelik and nachal among you and you have to give him Meiser. From that which you ever shosin and he doesn't, so you have to give him Meiser. That excludes Hefker, that both your hand and his hand are equal in it. Both you and him are allowed to take Hefker, so you're not chayv to take Meiser off of Hefker. However, Hektish chayv, when we're talking about being paid to something from Hektish, even though it was in the Rishos of Hektish, it's still chayv in Meiser, based off of the following, and this is Mishnah Meseches Peah. The Mishnah tells us, Hektish if a person was makdish his standing grain and he was paid it from hektish while it was still standing, chayv is chayv to give leket shecha and peya. As we clearly see that hektish is not like hefker. The moment something becomes hefker, it's automatically pater from meiser, even though he's rezaychen it and he was one that made it hefker in the first place, but it's not so by hektish. And this is the milei ha'in derabanan pligin. This is the thing that clearly argues with Rav Chinen's din b'shem Rav Chisda, because that din was saying that hektish and hefker are the same, and this is clearly showing not like that. Now we further explain ma bein hefker, ma bein hektish. So what is the difference between Hefker and Hektish? Great, we have drashas, but why is it that Hektish and Hefker are different? And the answer is, Hefker yotzi de'akol. The moment a person makes something Hefker, so now it's left everyone's rishos. It's not in anybody's rishos. Whereas Hektish lo yotzi de'agizbar, Hektish hasn't left the rishos of the gizbar, the treasurer, the manager of Hektish. He has rights to it. He takes care of all of Hektish's stuff, and therefore it's not considered to have left everyone's rishos, and that's why Hektish and Hefker are different. However, Rav Avin says, afilu de'bailam lo yotza. Even when we're dealing with a Hektish, it hasn't left the rishos of the bailam themselves. Why is that? Because me'achash ha'armim loy padat rishon. Because we tell him, you redeem it first. When a person is makdish something, and now we have a whole bunch of people vying to be paidit, to redeem it from hektish, we tell the owner, you redeem it first, if he's offering the same price everyone else is. Because not only are they going to get that money that he's offering, but he also has to add on a chaimesh, a fifth, when he redeems it, and that means that hektish is going to be making more money. So that's considered like the bialim themselves actually have rishus in it, and this is another reason why hektish and hefker are different. Continue to talk about hefker being pata from meiser, based on the top. Rib comes to Eiro, quotes Rabbi Yossi, who says B'shem Rabbi Lazar, Hazareya saw the Hefker. Let's say a person finds a field which is Hefker. He's hiking in the mountains, he chances upon an empty area that he could plant in, and he plants something there, and then he harvests it. Chayv b'maaseres, that's chayv b'maaser. Even though the field itself is Hefker, that which he planted is not Hefker, and therefore it's chayv b'maaser. However, Rabbi Yoina Mapik Lishna, Rabbi Yoina said it as follows, B'zacha b'sada Hefker ugeduleha. He has to be zaycha in the field itself which is Hefker, and in that which is growing, in order for it to be chayv b'maaser. However, if he's only zaycha in that which grows in the field, and not in the field itself, it's not chayv b'maaser. Continuing to explain the Mishnah, we said ugedule mina aretz, if it grows from the ground, it's chayv b'maaser, but not if it doesn't grow from the ground. So Rav Chiya bar Ada ba kumi Rabbi Yochanan. Rav Chiya bar Ada asked in front of Rabbi Yochanan, kemenu pitrios, what about truffles and mushrooms? Maoshu chayv b'maaseres, what about them? Are they chayv b'maaser? So earlier Rabbi Yochanan b'shem Rabbi Sisai, Rabbi Yochanan told him name Rabbi Sisai, k'sev, the pasuk tells us, aser ta aser es kol tvuas zarecha. What do we learn from here? Davar shu nizru matzmiach. Only something which is planted and grows from the ground is chayv b'maaser. Yatzu kemenu pitrios, this excludes truffles and mushrooms, she'en nizrois matzmiachos. They're not planted and grow from the ground, they grow on their own, and therefore they're pater for meiser. Rabbi Yoina Mapik Lishna, Rabbi Yoina explained in the following lashon, Mipnesha Arts Paltason. That's because the earth spits them out, meaning they don't grow from the ground itself. They're called spores, and they get their nourishment from the air, and therefore they're not chayv and meiser. Continuing to explain the Mishnah, we said, even when something starts growing, it's edible. So even though he's going to keep it in the ground, to keep on adding on and growing bigger, it's chayv and meiser whether it's small or big. Now that tells us, says the Gemara, ha im eino shamer lahaysev aichal, eino chayv katan v'gadol. If he's not keeping it in order for it to be ma'aseh v'aichel, he's keeping it because he actually wants it to become very hard and he wants to use it as seed. So then it's not chayv katam gadol, and even if he picks it before it gets hard, he's actually not chayv to take ma'aser off of it. And we continue, Rav Imi says, B'shem Rav Shimon ben Lakish, Zu, this member of the Mishnah that tells us, kol shu aichel, anything which is aichel is chayv and ma'aser, lahayitim div Rama Gamliel. That's meant to exclude Rama Gamliel says, D'tanin taman, we have a Mishnah over there, Rama Gamliel, and Rama Gamliel says, Tamar shal tilton shal chardov shal pol lavan, the bud from tilton, which is fenugreek, chardel, which is mustard, and pola lavon, which is white bean. These are actually chayavas b'maaseres, they're chayv in maaser. Now right now our havamina is that the reason why they're chayv in maaser is because they're mechuber, they're connected to the edible part of the plant. So Rabbi Yossi asks, v'chi machmas ha'oichol Rama Gamliel mechayv me'ata filo yurakon. If Rama Gamliel is being mechayv these things in maaser because they're connected to the oichol part, so that means even their greens, meaning even the green leafy part that grows on this plant, which is not edible, should be chayv in maaser because mechuber to the oichol part. And we know that Rama Gamliel is not mechayv the yarek, the greens that grow on these plants. Therefore, must we have a different understanding? El Rama Gamliel Omer, Rama Gamliel says that the reason why that these tamaris of Tiltan Chardel and Pol Lavan are chayv and meiser is because chashuvei sein la'ichel, they themselves are considered like food. Even though they're not usually eaten, they are edible, and therefore the chayv and meiser. However, Rabban Omer, the Rabban say, in chashuvei sein la'ichel, they're not considered like food, and therefore they're not chayv and meiser. Vayimen Adal, we also see from the following that the reason why Rama Gamliel is mechayv them is because they are considered like food. The Tani, we have a braisa, Gimel Amar Alf on the top, Amar Bishua Bishua says, Miyamai loy malani libi loy mer l'adam. In all my days, I never told a person, say malakit l'cha tamar shal tilton v'shal chardel v'shal pol alavon, go and gather for yourselves these buds of tilton, chardel, and pol alavon, v'shal can cook them, l'paitim and amaisis, and they'll be pater from maiser. And why did he not say this? Because he was chashish from Gamliel, who holds that they themselves are considered food, and therefore they would be chayv in maiser. And that's why Rabbi Yeshua never told a person to do this. So again, we have another source, the Rama Gamliel holds that the reason why these things are chayv in maiser is because they themselves are considered food. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to explain the Mishnah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.